Macmillan Audio presents At Home in the World by Joyce Maynard. Read for you by the author.
Not J.D. Salinger. My experience with Salinger and the manner in which it ended left me shattered and lost for a time when I was young. But I reclaimed myself. I never saw myself as a ruined person or a victim. I did not cease to trust or to be hopeful or to seek love and love back. Also, I never stopped being a writer. Many things have happened between that day Jerry Salinger put those two $50 bills in my hand and told me to clear my things out of his house and this one. I have broadcast political commentaries on the radio and worked as a newspaper reporter. I married and gave birth to three children. I made a good home in New Hampshire, then watched our good home fall apart when my husband and I entered into an angry and bitter divorce. I wrote a few books. I fell in love a few times. I traveled to Africa. I sat by the bedside of my dying mother, buried my father, fought with my sister, made peace with her. He never did, of course. All that summer, tending my weedy garden, I imagined a day when he'd drive up the road to my house for lunch, sit on the porch with me, share a meal I'd made, and then, remembering how much he'd loved me once, he'd take me back. When, after I begged him, he consented to stop by that August on his way to Concord, he brought his 12-year-old son along. "We'll have to pass on lunch," he told me, glancing over the plate of my just-harvested tomatoes, arranged in the pattern of a flower. "You've got yourself a great setup here, kiddo."